Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman, and we're joined now by KMOX legal analyst Brad Young of Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young with a look at what is happening in court this week. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
Let's start out with a case here in Missouri. A mom and her lawyer is trying to convince a jury that formula companies and St. Louis Children's Hospital are responsible for a severe intestinal illness her premature son suffered. Tell us about the arguments in this case.
Well, you're right. This is taking place right here in St. Louis. And the allegation involves a very particular type of baby formula, not the typical type that you buy at the store, but a very particular type used by hospitals for premature babies. And it is a cow's milk based product. And so that's what's important to know, is that this is not something that you buy at the store, but something that's used by hospitals when premature babies are born. For example, babies that are born 3 pounds or less. But in this instance, because it's a milk-based product, a cow's milk-based product, there's been lawsuits filed across the country, including right here in St. Louis, because a cow's milk-based product can cause intestinal pain for premature babies, and in some instances, it has even resulted in death. And so here's what's interesting. The economics of this are interesting because the two companies that make this product, one is Abbott and one is Reckitt, they make very little money from this product. Abbott makes about $9 million a year on this product, and Reckitt makes about $1 million. And yet they've already been forced to pay, according to prior juries in other jurisdictions, about $450 million in litigation damages. So as this lawsuit goes forward, the issue becomes, could this product be pulled from hospitals? They wouldn't be able to use this product for premature babies because of the liability risks associated with using it. And so we're going to see as we watch this litigation whether this lawsuit in St. Louis follows what's happened in other jurisdictions, big, very big jury verdicts, which could ultimately result in the pulling of the product from hospitals.
Arkansas this week sued YouTube and parent company Alphabet, saying the video sharing platform is made deliberately addictive and fuels a mental health crisis among youth in the state. Brad, will these claims carry any weight in court?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. And here's what I think legally is very interesting. Arkansas is suing YouTube, as you mentioned, but they also have pending lawsuits against TikTok and other social media platforms. Because of the mental health problems, the state says they've had to pay millions of dollars in counseling services for children because of the mental health issues that result from using social media. Here's what's interesting here. Everyone has heard probably about what's called Section 230. It's Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And what that does is that shields companies like YouTube, like X or Twitter or any other platform. It shields them from liability based upon content that's posted by other users. However, this is how Arkansas and other states are arguing around this problem. They're saying, well, we're not suing based upon the content posted by other users. We're suing you, YouTube, X, TikTok. We're suing you because of the algorithm that you use that is intentionally designed to basically make kids into social media addicts, to create an addiction, a dopamine addiction, where they have to see more, have to see more, have to see more. So the question legally is whether that gets around that Section 230 liability shield. And if so, this could have enormous consequences for literally every single social media company that uses similar types of algorithms.
Well, and Brad, last but not least, this might be the story that everyone will talk about. Attorneys for an 18-year-old baseball fan have filed a lawsuit against an auction company and a man who ended up with Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run baseball. What are the facts in this case?
Well, the facts, as always, are somewhat in dispute, Megan. But what's not in dispute is Shohei Ohtani is just, he's a beast. And he's the first member of the 50-50 club, 50 home runs, 50 steals. So anyway, he may be the best player ever to play the game. We don't know yet over time, but obviously he is an amazing player. Well, when he hit that 50th home run, and I've watched the video, it goes into the stands, and this high school senior, he's 18 years old, he had the ball in his hand. And then another guy, as there was this scrum out in the bleachers, another guy grabs the ball, wrestles it from this high school senior, and then he's the one who's trying to auction off the baseball. Right now, the court has ruled because there's been an injunction filed to request an injunction that would prevent the auction. The judge ruled no, the auction can proceed, but the transfer of ownership cannot occur until this lawsuit is resolved. I think I checked this morning, the current bid for this ball is up to $1.4 million. But this isn't the first time this has happened. You might remember when Barry Bonds broke hit the record of 73 home runs in a season in 2001. At that point in time, exact same situation happened. The court basically did what Solomon did in the Old Testament, said, we're just going to sell it and split the proceeds. So that I would anticipate is probably what will happen here as well.
Wow. Let's wrap it here, but very, very good stuff. We really appreciate it. KMOX legal analyst Brad Young of Harris Dell Fisher & Young. Look at what's happening in court this week. We will catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.